Oh, hey, kiddo. How was the hill?
Educational.
Oh, learn a new trick?
Yeah, the trick to a happy, fulfilling life, maybe. I learned that mountain air unleashes my inner peace. And rip and pow, well, the whole crew's all, yoo! Induces spontaneous joy.
Okay, that's nice.
The Icon Pass lets you do you at 50 destinations worldwide from $249 adult. Drop in for next winter now and save at iconpass.com.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this 17th day of March. 2022. Now, I'm sitting here, there's a group of people sitting, looking at me with intrepidation, wondering, what's he going to say? Okay. Well, here it goes. On the board, it's none other than, well, he pushes the little buttons with a smile. Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
He's the dial with a smile. And here, sitting in here, waiting. This is her time. Every night she wants to say, would say, hello.
Good evening, everyone.
There you go. That's little Lisa. She flutters and she stutters, but she's the studio marm. And way out yonder, from the back roads of Missouri, that preacher in the pulpit, none other than, well, what do we call him? The Parson Joe Larson. The Parson Joe Larson.
I'm here. That highly unpaid professional assistant is ready to go to work tonight. We've got a lot of work to do. We have some money to raise.
All right. Sometimes if you and I don't, if we don't get the phone number out during pledge week, if we don't get it out enough, there's insinuation that one of the two or maybe both of us are old fat hillbillies. No. And that comes right from that rascal Randy.
Be blessed, no stress, everyone. If you notice, normally during pledge week, I don't come up to the front office and talk because I'm usually back in the shadows at the far studio in the back. But tonight I want to make an appeal and an explanation again. Some of you have heard me say this, but I think some of our new listeners really don't understand what a pledge is. So I'll explain it one more time. A pledge is just your word. It's the commitment of your word. We accept that as just that. You don't have to have it tonight, because a lot of you, when you call in, and I'm certainly not chastising anybody, we appreciate every listener. We appreciate every person, whether you give or not, we appreciate you. So I want you to know that. But you also need to know that when you pledge, you have until really our next pledge date. For instance, today is March 17th, St. Paddy's Day, but actually our month will run until the 18th of April. So if you make a pledge and you give it before the 18th of April, which would be the April pledge week, it counts for March. So, and no gift is too small, no gift is too big, and all gifts are appreciated. We appreciate your prayers and your attentiveness and certainly your support. But keep in mind that it's not about tonight. It's about when you can do it. So if payday is the first or a week away, then certainly you can certainly pledge it tonight. And it encourages us and it helps us to gauge actually what we need to raise and what we need to have to stay on the air. And so with that, I'm going to ask that, remember that the numbers are 888-281-1110. I'll repeat it, 888-281-1110 and 888-677-9673. I'll repeat it again, 888-677-9673. If you want to do it using the internet, wrwl.org, and then you can, all the information's there. For those of you that just want to mail it in, it's WRWL Ministries. But if you forget the ministries, it's not going to kill us, but we prefer WRWL Ministry. And this enables us also to have your name if you're a first timer so that we can put you on the mailing list and for any ensuing gift offer. It gives us something to compare it to. Our address is WRWL Ministries, and also the address, the street address is 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, and that's 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. And with that, I want everyone to be blessed, no stress. And please light up the phones tonight and tomorrow, because we really, really need it. The numbers have been, to put it frankly, abysmal this week, and we need some help.
Right. Now, will you agree to have no bathroom breaks until there's at least 20 pledges?
All right. That sound good to me.
There you go, folks.
All righty. All right. I'm going to the back, so I'm out of here. Thank
you. Yep. All righty. There you go. You hear that, Joe?
And drink coffee.
Okay. Very good. Now, oh, by the way, I wanted to say one thing before we got into our scripture, too. A number of you folks are calling me, asking me, saying, well, you had this guy on, and you know, and we're talking about people that are running for office out there today, for governor, for senator, and you're saying, well, you had this guy on, but you didn't have the other guy. Well, let me just tell you why we had this guy but not the other guy. It's because this guy asked. You know, if they ask to be on, we'll put them on. But they have to ask us. We're not going out soliciting people to come on the program. So you can tell your folks out there, just tell them if they want to be on, all they got to do is ask. That's all they got to do. Call us. All right. Are these new pledges? We got new pledges already. All right. Only 18 more for Randy before he can use the men's room. Let's see. All right. Bob and Laura in Michigan, pledge 50. Thank you, Bob and Laura. All right, Joe, let's go to James chapter 5. Do you remember the title of the message?
Sure. Has God not spoken?
And read me verses 1 through 6 and stop there.
All right. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you. And ye shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you, kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you.
Okay, Joe, if we go back to verse 1, go to now, you rich men, okay? That word go to, that means come now, you rich men. Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come up on you. And so now,
like a warning, doesn't it?
It's a warning. Now, Joe, today, would you say that that would be referring to the oligarchs out there, people out there that are those especially in government, those in government, but those in the corporations that are becoming wealthy off the suffering of people. People that can't afford to pay $5 for a gallon of gas. People that can't afford to for grocery bills. People that got one choice. They either pay, they can pay the gas bill, or they can pay the phone bill, or they can pay the electric bill. Because what's happened is the rich men have decided that, well, you know, too many people were living too good. And so we had to cut the standard of living down. And this earth, we have to cut the population down. And this is what it really boils down to. We've got to cut the population. And if we're going to cut the population down, we might as well make millions and millions and millions of dollars doing it through Big Pharma. We will sell them and convince the poor dummies out there, those poor people who are not very well, who trust NBC, ABC, CBS, the fake news media. We will convince them to take the bio shot, and of course, we'll get millions and millions and millions of taxpayers' dollars as we kill them off, as we starve them out. Do you think he's talking about those oligarchs of today?
I think he is, because we saw during this pandemic, the very rich got far richer, the poor got poorer, the middle class is being just destroyed. And I noticed in John's other commentary, he normally says brethren. This time he did not use that term. That's his common address.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't use it. He said, ye rich men. He was very specific in his warning. And I think he is talking about not just somebody that's well off that worked hard, but especially people that have used their wealth, like the Clinton Foundation. There, I could think of a lot of examples, but those who've taken really advantage of the poor people, cheated them, lied to them, deceived them, he's especially going after them. And he makes that clear. It's for those today, too.
All right, so when he says, your riches are corrupted, that word there, corrupted means rotted. Your riches are rotted, okay? Biden wants to put us on a new form of currency. He wants to take us off. Well, there's a lot of things happening, the reason for that. But this is all about, again, thinning out the population here. And what he's doing is he's bringing in all of these virtually, as we take a look at right now today, as the Russians are invading Ukraine, we have people invading America. They've taken down, they've opened the borders for
millions.
By the millions,
to
come in and declare war against the American people. And that's exactly what they're doing. And in that, those enemies that are a part of this, you got to remember the fake news media are providing cover for the corruption. And along with, too, you had, and we're going to take a look at that. Let's just say our FBI and CIA had been busy doing what they were supposed to do. Instead of fighting us, they were over there investigating what's taking place in the Ukraine and other. But no, their attentions are coming against us, and that goes along, too, with Milley and Ashton. And what's
well,
been
the FBI, Pastor, would be looking into who's bringing in these children and who is going after this, you know, bringing them in for sex trafficking. And
we're going to take a look at that because, we see what happened at Disney.
Yeah.
Disney, big time. Okay, Elizabeth in PA pledges 20. Thank you, Elizabeth. Darlene in Philly pledges 100. Thank you. We got Darlene's a first-time pledger. All right, that number is 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or, excuse me, 888-677-9673. Joe, let's go back now. You see, how authoritative what we're reading right here from God's Word. You see, a lot of people don't understand, well, that's just another preacher reading from the Bible, okay? But does the idea go over? Do they totally, completely miss the fact that this is, there's only one ultimate authority, and that's the Word of God.
Amen.
And all of this other stuff out there.
We're just reading them, we're teaching them, but the words hold. He said his words will last forever. They are that powerful, they are that true, they will last forever.
So, and what did you read yesterday? Remember from Isaiah 54 that what his word will accomplish,
was intended to do.
Exactly. Now, here, so when we talk about this, and we heard Biden, I had to laugh because we heard Biden talking about the oligarchs in Russia. These oligarchs in Russia, they don't care about the poor people. You know, now can you imagine, just take a look at that, Biden and Nasty Pelosi and these people talking about the poor people. They don't care. And look what they're doing to the people in America today. Here, Ukrainian President Zelensky, recently he came out and he said that to Joe Biden. He said, Joe Biden, underestimate the Ukrainian people's love of freedom, right? And their willingness to fight for it. Well, Joe has underestimated the love of the American people, the love of that freedom that we, the American people, and we are not willing to have them taken away. We're not willing to have any more lockdowns. We've had it. We're not willing to hit any more phony, the biggest hoax. The Wall Street Journal now has got a good article, good story. The biggest hoax ever portrayed on America, the world's greatest hoax, and that was the
history.
Yep.
But you were saying, you look at what's going on, but look at that. We've talked for years now, the corruption, the crime, the deaths, the murders, the poverty in our inner cities, and almost to a one, every major city has been run by Democratic mayors, had Democratic politicians for governor, for in their city councils, in their police department. The cities have been run by the Democratic Party and the Democrat Party. And look at the misery there, the drug abuse, the everything that happens, the poverty. You look at the picture, some of those sections of those cities look like areas that are over there in the war zone. They're barred windows, they're broken down buildings, they're these drug houses where they go to shoot up drugs. Can't, there's another word to this.
Well, here, Joey says this. You have condemned and killed the just, and it does not resist you. Here, we see the American enemy is murdering the innocent by one abortions. The bio kill shots, people aren't resisting. The elderly in nursing homes, they didn't resist.
No.
The Democratic Communist Collective is working hand in hand with the drug cartels to kill off over 100,000 young people just with fentanyl alone. In this country, over 100,000 young people die every year just from fentanyl. Joe, if you combine that with the other drugs, over 250,000 die from prescription drugs, and if you combine that with the other drugs and alcohol, that's over 500,000 people die in this country every year.
Right. You add that, like you said, with the abortions, with the children's illnesses, with the poverty that kills through, you know, sickness and poor medical care and accidents and other things, and actually just even parents murdering their children. You read about it all the time. What we've done in our inner cities is as bad as some of these other countries have ever done. We are no shining city on a hill, no example anymore. And we can look at most of the cause goes to, we can point at one group of people.
Now,
the liberals.
The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24 that the deception would be so great, that it would be so great, Joe, that if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived.
Yeah.
And so today, who is it, Joe, that refuses to take the poisonous poke? Who is it that refuses to take that? And who is it that simply very easily, deceived?
Well, mostly those of the conservative Christians are the ones that are rejecting the poison poke because they're the ones that have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And they're the ones who hear the truth.
Okay.
The ones who listen to the world are the ones who are dying in poverty and suffering.
He goes on to say, here, behold, the hire of the laborers who've reaped on your fields and you've kept back by fraud, and crieth, and the cities of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord, or the cries of them that have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord. You have lived in pleasure on the earth. Well, let me go back here, because he says here, you have heaped up treasures together for the last days. What do you think he means for the last days?
For their retirement, they have laid back money so that they can just kick back in the late part of their life, do nothing, and just enjoy everything they have.
You have lived in pleasure on the earth. Mm-hmm. You have been wanting. You have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. So do you think that would apply to, like, say,
with their wealth, they denied themselves no pleasure, no fun.
Would that apply to Marky Zuckerberg? Would that apply to Hollywood out there today? Would that apply to the oligarchs that we have, the Nasty Pelosi's? You know, you had burn, loot, and murder. Burn, loot, and murder have ripped off the so-called, well, here's an article, stupid treasonous couple who tried to sell U.S. submarine secrets to Brazil. Now, that's a different article. They were from burn, loot, and murder. But there's another article here where the people are going to prison because they stole millions of dollars. The leaders of burn, loot, and murder has stolen millions of dollars. Okay, no, that's the different one. We got so many articles here. I was looking. I just had that article, but it shows you that their leaders of burn, loot, and murder are...
They've been arrested for all kinds of things.
Well, I'm amazed at why. But why would they go after their own? It just doesn't, you know, because usually if you're a Deathocrat, if you're burn, loot, and murder, you can burn, loot, and murder. You can do that. That's what they were doing in these cities. They were burning and killing people. And the prostitutors, George Soros bought and paid for prostitutors, weren't even prosecuting them. They were saying, no, those are our people, we'll let them go.
Well, there were a bunch of them got mad up here in Ferguson because they were promised to be paid and they didn't get paid. And now we know why. The leaders, the communists, they were totally Marxists. They openly said they were. They have been ripping off all the money that's been donated by all the big corporations and Soros, and the people out in the field that were doing the work, taking the risks, haven't gotten paid, and they're mad. But I remember something. Remember back in 1920, you may be old enough, 1923, Adolf Hitler wrote, "Through clever and consistent application of propaganda, people can be made to see paradise as hell, and also the other way around, to consider the most wretched sort of life as paradise." That is the Democratic Party's spin nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah. The Deathocratic Communist Collective.
Mm-hmm.
And
nothing much has changed since 1923.
I finally found that article. Here you go. Ready? Burn, loot, and murder leader and Boston's Woman of the Year is arrested, indicted on federal charges for squandering a million in donations on hotels, on new homes, on bubble gum shrimp, and so on, okay? Black Lives Matter activists and Boston Globe's Woman of the Year was indicted Tuesday. Again, I can't believe that they would do that, because they usually reward these people for doing this kind of stuff, not Monica Cannon.
Money from a children's home or something, foundation.
Monica Cannon, Grant raised her salary from $25,000 to $170,000, and they had, let me see here, Monica Cannon Grimp is also said to have paid her $2,700 a week and treated herself to $450,000 five-bedroom house in Taunton, Massachusetts. Well, again, just goes to show you, but see, here they went out and recruited people. They wanted as corrupt as they can get, and they got burn, loot, and murder. But now they've turned on some of them, haven't they?
Well, they're eating their own in a lot of ways. They quite often do, just like the communists. They will eat their own.
Yeah.
For power.
with election time coming up now, you've actually got some Democrats saying, hey, you know what? Maybe we should start drilling again and opening up the pipelines. And now Joey don't know what to do. I got to tell you this. Biden, here's a real problem. Biden announces he has COVID, and he calls Kamala Harris, the first lady. He calls Doug Imhoff, the second lady, okay? So here, watching Joe in action is disconcerting. This is an article from Equipping the Readers with the Truth is the title of the message. It's an article by Richard Blaisdell, and he says, it is an uncomfortable experience watching a cognitively impaired senior citizen thrust into the spotlight by unseen handlers while the policy he rubber stamps destabilizes the nation and the world. Biden is clearly not lucid enough to understand what catastrophes he reads off the teleprompters. It's even worse. Biden tries to improve. While speaking on an equal pay event and on Tuesday, Biden managed to misspeak his way to mistakenly convincing or announcing that he had COVID-19, okay? He did not realize his gaffe until it was explained to him. What he meant to say was this other guy, this Doug guy, had. But he went and said that he had it. And
he's used to taking all the credit, so he just assumed he should take the credit for it.
Alrighty, 888-281-1110, folks. We got to hear from you. Listen, the phone line's got to start ringing, or we're in trouble. We are in trouble. We only got the rest of tonight and tomorrow. 888-677-9673. Alrighty, we'll be back right after this.
Remember me, you're taking all my money. Remember me, you gave my job away. Remember me, or am I just a number? Who's white and straight and doesn't qualify for foreign aid? Remember me, I helped you get elected. But you haven't done one thing you said you'd do. Well, even though you'd rather not remember me, I'll remember you.
I'll remember.
In November.
As
I step into the little booth, I'll remember in November. To vote
for anyone but you.
Remember me, I serve my country proudly. Remember me, I love the USA. Remember me, or am I just some bumpkin who you didn't think would notice the bounce checks and midnight raids? Remember me, I wrote you all those letters thinking that you cared what I thought too.
Step into
the little
Facts Matter update, and I'm your host, Roman, from the Epoch Times. And today, I'd like to start by wishing you all a very happy St. Patrick's Day. Although you might be asking yourself why I'm now wearing any green. And the answer to that is quite simple. Because I'm in front of a green screen, well, any piece of green clothing that I would have on me would just disappear into the background. And by the way, if you want more behind-the-scenes shots like that one, as well as behind-the-scenes research, as well as very, very spicy memes, I usually post all that over on Instagram, and you can follow me at Epoch Times Roman. I'll keep posting there until they kick me off. And now, let's begin today's discussion by talking about election integrity. And to start with, over in Florida, the state legislature has just approved a new bill which would tighten up election security by, among several other things, making the possession of more than two voter ballots a felony charge in the third degree. Specifically, the new bill, which is officially called SB 524, it passed both chambers of the state legislature with a very strong majority. It passed the state Senate by a vote of 24 to 14, and it passed the state House by a vote of 76 to 41. And as I mentioned just a moment ago, this new law, it will make it a felony for anyone in the state to possess more than two ballots. Here's specifically what this new law says in relevant part. Quote, any person who distributes, orders, requests, collects, delivers, or otherwise physically possesses more than two vote-by-mail ballots per election, in addition to his or her own ballot or a ballot belonging to an immediate family member, except as provided in certain circumstances, commits a felony of the third degree. Now, it's worth mentioning that previously, before this new bill passed the state legislature, possessing more than two ballots within the state of Florida was a misdemeanor. However, with this new, more serious classification, what it means in practice is that possession of over two ballots can now be punishable by a fine of up to $50,000 as well as 5 years in prison. However, as I mentioned earlier, this was not the only election integrity measure within this new piece of legislation. And so besides this provision against owning more than two ballots, this new bill also imposes stricter voter ID requirements in order to vote by mail. It will outlaw the use of private funds for election-related expenses. And so, for instance, under this new law, you won't have a situation where Mark Zuckerberg can donate $500 million in order to help out with the elections in Florida. The new bill will also outlaw the use of unmanned drop boxes within the state of Florida. It also establishes a new timeline for election supervisors to clean up the voter rolls and get rid of ineligible voters. And then lastly, the bill establishes something that's called the Office of Election Crimes and Security. And this office, it's actually the first of its kind in the entire nation. It's essentially a police force within the state of Florida, which is dedicated specifically to investigating election-related criminal activity. Here's, in fact, how this bill describes this new election crimes unit. Quote, the Office of Election Crimes and Security is created within the Department of State. The purpose of the office is to aid the Secretary of State in completion of his or her duties by receiving and reviewing notices and reports generated by government officials or any other person regarding alleged occurrences of election law violations or election irregularities in the state, as well as by initiating independent inquiries and conducting preliminary investigations into allegations of election law violations or election irregularities in the state. Meaning that this new office can not only initiate their own investigations of their own accord, but also anyone throughout the entire state of Florida, they can come to this elections unit and report any type of election misconduct, and they can investigate that as well. And once created, this office will be the largest of its kind in the entire nation. In fact, when Ron DeSantis first announced this initiative back in November, he laid out a plan to hire 25 law enforcement officers, as well as investigators, in order to staff this new election crimes unit. All right, there was something I forgot to mention during the in-studio filming of that segment, which is that once the Office of Election Crimes and Security is actually set up, at least initially, it will be staffed with 15 investigators who are going to be tasked with doing preliminary investigations into election fraud. And then secondly, the bill calls on Governor Ron DeSantis to appoint 10 law enforcement officers who will sit underneath the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to actually probe election crimes. And so at least initially, there will be a staff of 15 investigators as well as 10 cops for a total combined personnel of 25 in order to both investigate as well as to prosecute election-related crimes. And their combined effort will have a budget, at least initially, of $3.7 million. And then furthermore, it looks like other states are going to be emulating what Florida is doing, although we'll talk more about that back in the studio. However, as you can imagine, this new bill, and especially this provision which establishes this election-related police force, it has both supporters as well as detractors. For instance, Ms. Debbie Mayfield, who is the Florida Senate Majority Leader, she said this regarding the new bill. Florida leads the nation in election integrity because we have taken a proactive approach to address and anticipating any election issues. To ensure Florida remains a national model for free and fair elections, we established a clear framework to investigate elections violations, improved voter roll maintenance, continued our commitment to secure vote-by-mail ballots, ballots and increased and expanded penalties for those who illegally interfere in our elections. On the flip side, however, the political director of Florida's ACLU chapter, he had, well, you can say a different take on this particular bill, saying that after it passed the legislature, quote, it would create an elections police force that can only be described as a solution in search of a problem. The handful of cases of intentional misconduct that have been prosecuted in the past year demonstrate that the existing system works. Creating this additional police force to chase non-existent elections issues is an unnecessary expense that will burden Florida's taxpayers and intimidate voters. We have real needs in Florida to address, and this is not one of them. Regardless, though, this new bill is now on its way to Governor Ron DeSantis' desk to be signed into law, which it looks like he is poised to do, given the fact that he himself was pushing this proposal to be adopted into the legislative agenda back in November. And so this bill will likely become law within the next week or so. However, what's interesting here is that although Florida has created the first ever state-level agency to investigate election crimes, other states are looking to emulate what they've done. For instance, there is a bill that's currently working its way through the state house over in the state of Arizona. That bill, for your reference, is called SB 1027, and it would, very similar to Florida, establish a Bureau of Elections within the governor's office, which would be a new agency that could both investigate as well as prosecute election-related crimes. And then also, within the state of Georgia, one of their frontrunners for governor, Mr. David Perdue, he recently touted a plan that's, again, very similar to the one in Florida, which would establish a, quote, election law enforcement division within Georgia that will be charged with enforcing election laws, investigating election crimes and fraud, and arresting those who commit these offenses. And so we'll just have to wait and see how this new elections crimes unit establishes itself within Florida, and then whether it will be actually emulated by other states throughout the entire nation. And the reason that all this is so important is that, for one, we of course have the midterm elections coming up very soon, but also, after what happened in the year 2020, there have been really two trains of thought regarding elections that have been playing themselves out in the country. And so, on the one hand, you have states that have, over the past 2 years, tightened up their election security by enforcing things like voter ID laws and eliminating drop boxes. Those states, typically Republican-controlled states, they have largely stated that election security is their main concern, and so their actions work to make the ballot box as secure as possible. On the flip side, however, you have Democrat-controlled areas that have gone in the exact opposite direction, and they have worked to make voting as easy as possible, because according to their statements, they wish to have as many people participate in the democratic process as humanly possible. And so you have states like California, which have made mail-in voting permanent, and you have even cities like New York, which now allow almost everyone, including even non-citizens, to vote in the New York City elections. These are the two competing schools of thought regarding elections, and frankly, how this debate plays itself out will very obviously have reverberations for the future of this country, at least in terms of who's leading it. If you'd like to read more about either this new elections unit or about the rest of the election integrity bill that just passed the Florida legislature, I'll throw all that into the description box below this video for you to check out, and all I ask in return is that you take a super quick second to vote with your finger and smash, smash, smash that like button.
All righty, Joe, you know, I hope that catches on across the country, folks. We need that. Look, the Democrats, like the ACLU, why, you know, the Democrats, they're corrupt. They are it's like, Joe, in order to be a dog, you have to be a canine. In order to be a Democrat today, you have to be corrupt. It's not like it did. These aren't the Democrats, you know, of your grandfather. The entire Democratic, what they call Democratic Party platform, is corrupt. It's entirely corrupt. There's not even an ounce, nothing in their platform, nothing in the entire Democratic Communist Party is not corrupt. There's, you know, so.
Well, when your main platform is you want to be able to kill all the children that are created in the image of God and allow it to happen right up until the time that they're born. No.
You didn't remember what just happened just recently now there, where they just passed another state. And which one was it? We just announced that. That's the third one or fourth one now that says you can kill babies until after they're born. Okay.
Well, they've tried. Have they actually passed?
Maryland, yeah. Okay, 20 to 28 days after they're born. So, I don't think it's been signed into law yet, but they passed it. So,
well, there you have the reason. When you start with that's your main first plank of your, you know, everything, then it's got to go downhill from there. If you start off saying murder is okay, gee, crime is really, you know, what's a little crime?
Here's a great example for 50 years we've been telling people, if you love your children, get them out of the public school system. And here's a prime example. Texas elementary school segregates children by hair color as part of a disturbing anti-racism experiment, right? Dark-haired kids are praised. Fair-haired kids are harassed and told that they're not as intelligent. That's right. And this is an article by Julian Conradson. And here, we are at the point where nothing is surprising anymore when it comes to the sick degeneracy of the U.S. public school system. However, some incidents are still just plain shocking when they pop up. It's no secret that the evils of critical race theory is a completely backward Marxist ideology. You see, and they're trying to push that in Ohio, and we're fighting, but they won't call it critical race theory. They have to lie. They have to lie. There's nothing, you know, just we're at that time when we're up against an enemy that is just completely and totally corrupted.
The words of the weapon of this new warfare, like it was global warming, switched to climate change when people caught on. So when they caught on to what critical race theory, they now have to call it what? Equity. And on they keep changing, shifting words, definitions, you know. It's been doing it since they started political correctness.
All right. Barbara in Valley Forge pledges 100. Kenny in Massachusetts pledges 200. Folks, 888-281-1110. We're way behind, Joe. We're way behind right now.
We really need to hear.
888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Folks, we got to light them phones up. Okay.
Hey, you know, for years you were telling people about this human trafficking and corruption, people wanting the children. We've talked about it because it was so horrible. Donald Trump was going to go after those human traffickers and those child predators. And down in Florida, they arrested 108 people for human trafficking, for prostitution and child predation. Some of them were child predators. And it was a six-day undercover. So we can thank Donald Trump. He's the one that started this push. They called it Operation March Sadness, number two, and they wrapped up several Disney employees that were working there at Disney World.
Well, Disney World's been long known to be a hotbed for sodomy and pedophiles.
Right. Well, some of them got caught this time, and it says they are still going after more people. The investigation isn't over. This is just the start. The sheriff said, where there's prostitution, there's exploitation, disease, dysfunction, broken families, and it goes downhill. And we know that many, many, many of these children that are coming across, the unaccompanied minors coming across the border, our open borders, are going to be used in sex trafficking for these perverts, for these pedophiles. And folks, we've got to get mad and say, no, we're going to shut this down, stop this. And not in our country.
Don't worry about it. They're going to send more and more border agents to the Ukraine.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hey, wait a minute. We did that story a while back. Wait, it was back in February. Department of Human Services seeks to divert officers to the border crisis in Ukraine. February 25th, we did that story.
Yeah, because, you know, the drug cartels and the human trafficking cartels have been complaining to the Biden crime cartel that, you know, you still got agents out there. You know, we want the agents gone. We want to just, you know, an open flow of bringing people into the country. And
So you're doing this news story that's dated 17 March. DHS puts out call for employees to volunteer to leave the southern border to go. Oh, it looks like the same exact story, only the dates are different. How about that?
Yep.
At least we can say Biden and his evil is consistent, right?
I hear you.
Oh, what a joke, folks. Taking people off our border. The cartels own our whole southern border. All these horrible things that are going on, the drugs that are killing our youth, they're destroying our inner cities, these children that are being used in prostitution and child trafficking. And we're letting the cartel run, and Biden's pulling off the only people who know how to handle things down there and sending them across the world.
You know, you were speaking of pedophiles. Let me just do this one real quick. Clinton-backed Haiti pastor indicted on child sex charges. A pastor who moved to Haiti, a U.S. pastor who moved to Haiti and adopted two orphans, has been arrested on child sex abuse charges against one of his children. Corrigan is the co-founder of the Apparent Project, a nonprofit charity organization established by his ex-partner, Shelley Jean. The group could have been visited and supported by former U.S. President Bill Clinton. Okay, there you go.
Well, it's a scripture when a leader, something is, you know, lies, then all his followers are evil. Oh, if a ruler hearkens to lies, Bill Clinton, all his servants are wicked, Proverbs 29:12.
Yep. And so
you mentioned earlier about that biggest story. We need to cover it. Wall Street analyst, COVID vaccines, greatest fraud in history. This is a loss of trust in all our institutions. This former Wall Street executive, and his name is Edward Dowd. He was a portfolio manager for huge BlackRock.
I have Edward Dowd all loaded up to say that for himself here.
You're going to let him talk? Wow.
Yeah,
hey, when do you want to do that, now or at the top of the hour?
Well, no, we come out of the 11 o'clock hour. He's going to tell you in his own words.
Wow, we got that. All right.
Okay, so here. All right, let's move on with this one. Leaked documents. So wait a minute. We got to give the number out. 888. Folks, the phone lines are not ringing. You know, poor Randy out there. We haven't got the 20. He still hasn't been able to go to the men's room.
He can't even drink coffee.
I know, until we get to the 20. He's wanting to go. You know, he kind of walking around kind of strange-like. But there you go. And it's
cries.
That's right, you folks out there. You're going to let him suffer, or are you going to get on that phone and call in and make a pledge? All right, it's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. We need to hear from you. We only have, right now, basically we've got 3 hours left for the entire to raise enough money to stay on. And you know what? I got to tell you, folks, if you turn on your radio someday to listen to us and we're not there, it's because you didn't call when we asked you to do that. Okay? We're doing the very best. We're fighting with everything we have. We don't even take a pay. I don't even have one Learjet, not one Learjet. And
you don't even have a Piper Cub.
I know that.
You don't even have a boat.
I know. Yeah, right. I don't even have a canoe. But anyhow.
And nobody that's worked with you has ever taken any money. Everyone is a volunteer. And when people donate, your donations pay the bills. And the big bill is the radio airtime. That's why each station has to be self-supporting. We can't go into debt. We can't not be able to pay our bills. So it is truly a partnership. We're trying to do God's work, be the watchman on the wall, inform you of important things that you need to know for spiritual, physical survival. And your donations pay the bills to keep us on the air. Simple.
All right, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. They can't yell at us for not giving the number out enough tonight. No. Listen. Okay, leaked documents show FBI funded Ukrainian neo-Nazi Azov battalion that orchestrated Charlottesville chaos to stoke racial division and destabilize the West. That's right. You know, again, we talked about the deep state and the FBI going rogue on us, and this is why they've lost all credibility. No one trusts them anymore. And so here, newly leaked documents appear to indicate the FBI actually used taxpayers' dollars to fund a Ukrainian National Guard unit whose members were linked to a neo-Nazi ideology and have ties to the riot in Charlottesville, Virginia, in August 2017, just a few months after then-President Donald Trump's term had begun. Now, remember Do you remember what we told people on that very day when they came in? Because we had people that were, they called us from there and told us, we're sitting here and the so-called white supremacists and the Antifa and Burn, Loot, and Murder, they were getting off the same buses. They came in together on the same buses.
Yeah, remember that. They all came together.
Yeah, so this was, so they were bought and paid for. The Soros group, you know, financed both sides.
He started that whole thing with Ferguson.
And do you think, and let me tell you, if NBC, ABC, CBS were standing right there and showing, and they were, they would not tell you what we did.
No, they didn't take pictures. They didn't tell about it. It was private citizens that sent the information, took the pictures.
Absolutely. There you go.
Thank goodness. Now, the same thing like Putin has been sending money for years to these environmental groups to convince countries like Britain, all through Europe and the United States, the extreme radical environmentalists, no fracking, no oil, while he's drilling oil, pumping natural gas, doing everything. He spent a lot of money to these far extreme organizations to convince the simple-minded people, oh, they're going to destroy the environment if we do fracking and if we don't quit using natural gas. And, you know, so Europe quit using its natural gas, quit drilling for oil and natural gas. In the meantime, they went to Russia, whose natural gas is like 40 to 50% dirtier than our natural gas. And he's pumping oil, so in a way, it's not doing anything to save the environment. It's enriching one nation, making our nation weaker and poorer. So we've got all over the world these people lie every day. Our own, a lot of these organizations funded by Soros, funded by Russia, funded by China. The Chinese are doing the same thing. And then we have our own traitors within in Silicon Valley that hide the truth from you, knock people off of Facebook and Twitter and everything else if anybody wants to tell the truth. So we have got to have programs like this. We only depend on you, the listeners. We can tell the truth because we're not beholden to anybody. They can't take away our salary, you know, or anything. They can't chase our advertisers away. And this is why it's so important to keep the voice of the Christian resistance alive, because truth is a very rare commodity these days, extremely rare.
Well, and speaking of that, Mayorkas, releases new rules on, now listen to this, on extremism. The DHS will target anyone who believes election was stolen or who challenged Fauci's ever-changing COVID narrative.
But article, they're going to come after us.
Well, that's what he has said, Mayorkas.
He said,
And so here,
we've got God on our side.
In Joe Biden's first year in office, over 2 million illegal aliens from dozens of countries walked into the United States across the southern border. The numbers this year look even greater. Goes on to say here that Joe Biden and DHS Secretary Mayorkas immediately opened up the U.S. southern border after they came into office. Biden also set another record. Only 59,011 illegals were deported his first year. This was the lowest number since 1995.
And, Pastor, remember, those numbers you quoted have nothing to do with all the gotaways, because they were pulling all the agents off the border to go down there and help all these women and children, unaccompanied children that were coming across. Remember the pictures? The coyotes were throwing babies and children in the river, and the agents were having to go in to save the children and the babies and leaving 400 or 500 miles of border unguarded so the cartels could bring across their...
All right, we're gonna take a hard break, and we'll be back with a lot more. Folks, call. Be right back with more.
Fight the fight. Light the light. We are led. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org.
Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
WHKW, W245CY, Cleveland, encouraging you to head back to church this Sunday, a service of Salem Media Group.
Oh, hey, kiddo. How was the hill?
Educational.
Oh, learn a new trick?
Yeah, the trick to a happy, fulfilling life, maybe. I learned that mountain air unleashes my inner peace. And rip and pow, well, the whole crew's all, yoo, induces spontaneous joy.
Okay, that's nice.
The Icon Pass lets you do you at 50 destinations worldwide from $249 adult. Drop in for next winter now and save at iconpass.com. Yee!